Interfaith dialogue is only serious and honest when it respects differences and recognises others precisely in their otherness. That was Pope Benedict's message on Thursday to a delegation of the International Jewish Committee on Interreligious Consultations, led by its chairman, Rabbi David Rosen. During the meeting, Pope Benedict said Christians today are increasingly conscious of the spiritual patrimony they share with the people of the Torah, while Jews too are challenged to discover what they have in common with all who believe in the Lord God of Israel.
In our troubled world, so frequently marked by poverty, violence, and exploitation, dialogue between cultures and religions must more and more be seen as a sacred duty incumbent upon all those who are committed to building a world worthy of man. The ability to accept and respect one another and to speak the truth in love is essential for overcoming differences, preventing misunderstandings, and avoiding needless confrontations.
In his reply to the Pope, Rabbi Rosen noted the forthcoming meeting of the Joint Jewish-Catholic Liaison Committee in Budapest, which will begin with a commemoration of the infamous Kristallnacht, heralding the start of the Holocaust in Nazi Germany, an event, the rabbi said, which reflected the tragedy of past prejudices against the Jewish people.
For even if, as Your Holiness most importantly declared in Birkenau, and recently reiterated in Paris, Nazism was in fact an assault on the very roots of the church itself, nevertheless, the fact that the tragedy could take place with the ease that it did, perpetrated by so many who were baptized Christians, was a reflection of the degree to which anti-Semitism had insinuated itself into these societies. However, we give thanks to God for those Christians who were true to the most sublime of the teachings of their faith and saved many Jews during that terrible time. In this regard, we reiterate our respectful call for full and transparent access of scholars to all archival material from that period, so that assessments regarding actions and policies during this tragic period may have the credibility they deserve, both within our respective communities and beyond.
In response to this request to open the wartime archives here in the Vatican, papal spokesman Father Federico Lombardi said while such a request is understandable, the quantity of documents from that period means it will be at least 6 or 7 years before the vital preparatory work of organisation and categorisation of the material has been completed.